So good morning, everyone. For the next 3 days, you get to choose your own object for shamatha practice. The reason is so that you can go a little bit deeper into the practice. So the objects that we've been working with over the past 4 or 5 days, of course, originally was the breath. And there we had the three options of the full body practice, simply noticing sensations anywhere in the body associated with the breath, particularly good for relaxation. Then we worked with the abdomen, focusing on the sensations of rising over, lowering of the abdomen. That's quite good for stabilizing the mind. And then we worked a day with the nostrils, so that's also particularly helpful for improving clarity. And then we spent a day on what's called settling the mind in its natural state, a practice of observing our own mind and all the mental events arising in our mind. Of course, there was a lot of advantages to that practice as well in terms of becoming the masters of our mind instead of the slaves of our mind. Many people find that a little bit more challenging, but again, it can bring us enormous benefit. And then finally, yesterday we looked at the awareness of awareness practice, still subtler practice of simply resting in awareness. So these were the three objects that we practiced over the past 4 or 5 days. So if there's one of those objects that you're particularly drawn to and you'd like to go a little bit deeper into the practice, then you could use that object for all 3 days. If you don't have a particular preference, or you're still sort of in the stage of checking out different objects for possibilities, then you could use a different object each day. You could maybe use the breath today and the mind tomorrow and the awareness on the Thursday, on the third day, or maybe use the, you know, even like using the abdomen today, the nostrils tomorrow, and then the mind on the last day. So if you're still wanting to sort of investigate various options, then you could do that. Or you could spend 2 days on the breath and 1 day on the mind. So all of these variations, I think, are suitable. But again, if you've found that there's one particular object that you'd really like to work with, then you can spend all 3 days on this. What I wouldn't particularly recommend is keep chopping and changing your object in every different session. That's probably going to be counterproductive. So probably best to at least stick a whole day with a particular object at least. Now, maybe some of you already have a shamatha practice and actually use another object that we didn't cover in the last 4 or 5 days. So maybe someone's, for example, using a mental image or a mental image of a Buddha or something, and they're finding that very useful, then of course, by all means, you can use the object that you already use, even if it's not one of the ones that we've covered. So you don't have to use one of these objects. So if you have one already that really works for you, then by all means, keep using that. Now, what we can do, of course, is if, for example, you're using the mind or awareness or even focusing on the nostrils and you're finding that you're getting really uptight and tense, then you can sort of shift back temporarily to, for example, focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body or in the abdomen to really release that tightness or tension. So that's certainly acceptable practice. In fact, we really need to make sure that we avoid any tightness or tension in these couple of days coming. So that's a little bit about the object. A couple of more points before we go back to the practice. In terms of guidance, what you'll find is I'll do less and less guidance. So in the first few sessions, I'll still do the preparation and then maybe put a few little comments in the middle of the meditation to remind you of a few things. But as the day goes on, and then as tomorrow and the following day goes, there'll be less and less guidance, to the point probably on the last day I won't do any guidance at all, not even any preparation, just simply starting and ending the session, and that's to enable you to become a little bit more self-sufficient so you don't need to have that guidance. But what I'll do is in some of the sessions, is I'll give a little bit of advice before the beginning of the session just to remind you of a few important points. Now, in terms of the body, of course, we're trying to have a good posture. So remember the three aspects there we talked about, the relaxation, stillness, vigilance. So make sure the posture is nice and relaxed, the body is nice and relaxed, there's no tension in the body. Vigilant posture, of course, is to keep the back nice and straight. Otherwise, if you're hunching over, you're probably going to slip into dullness. And then, of course, also keep the body as still as possible throughout the meditation, avoiding any unnecessary movement, because as soon as you keep fidgeting and moving, you're going to get distracted. Of course, if you find that you've got some heavy pain in the knee or the back or something, then you need to adjust your posture. And you may find that after a number of sessions, particularly towards the afternoon or evening, that your back or your legs or something are starting to ache or something, then maybe it's a good idea to don't continue meditating in that posture if it's just painful the whole session. Rather use a chair, or you can even use the corpse posture. So if you find that you're very fatigued or a lot of pain somewhere, then just use a chair or corpse posture to be nice and relaxed. And again, we're trying to, of course, in the shamatha practice, cultivate this stability and clarity, a stable mind and a clear mind. But as I've emphasized quite a number of times now, we need to make sure that this is on the basis of relaxation. So really make sure in these 3 days that we're having a nice and relaxed body and a nice and relaxed mind. So it's important every so often in your meditation practice to monitor that, to monitor the mind if it's too tight or too tense, to monitor the body if there's any tightness or tension, particularly monitoring around the area of the face, the mouth and jaw, around the eyes, shoulders, neck. If there's any tightness there, really just relax, 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 relax. So make sure that we're not pushing too hard. So, of course, we'd like to take advantage of these 3 days as much as possible, but not to have this sort of idea of, I got to try as hard as I can. You know, I got to really try very hard these 3 days. I don't want to waste my opportunity. So we want to avoid this sort of attitude, because we're just going to get super tight, super tense, and super frustrated. So don't have this sort of this sort of goal-driven thing, you know, I have to get by stage 3 or 4 or whatever by the end of the 3 days. Because if we have this sort of attitude, you're just really going to have a lot of frustration, a lot of tension, and it's not really going to be very helpful. So make sure that, particularly in terms of those expectations, if you have any of these sort of expectations of getting to some level or goal or having some sorts of experience or something, then as soon as you see any of those expectations arising, just let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Because otherwise you're really just going to get very, very frustrated and annoyed with yourself and very super tight and tense. So just really relax as much as you can. Relax, 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 relax. And remember, as we said yesterday, what is a good meditation is simply any meditation where we try to follow the instructions as best we can, no matter what happens. Because sometimes our mind is naturally more quiet, sometimes it's naturally more active. Otherwise, you'll come in with these expectations, particularly if you've had maybe a good session, then in the next session you go, well, I should be able to do at least that good, if not better. If we have this idea, I think we're just going to get super frustrated. So really just let go of that altogether. Some sessions you'll be more quiet, some more active. So don't have this short-term perspective. Have a long-term view, and that in the short term there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in the practice, and acknowledge and accept that. And then I think you'll avoid a lot of unnecessary frustration in the practice. Now, of course, the two main imbalances that we are trying to overcome in this practice is dullness and distraction, or laxity and excitement. So I think I maybe put this back up on the board. It could be helpful to remind us what to do. So if you find yourself getting agitated or distracted, then again, the very first thing we need to do is simply to relax. Is not to get upset or frustrated every time we get distracted, because we will get distracted. That's a natural part of this practice as a beginner. So then the first thing to do is simply to relax. And then to release the distraction. And release doesn't mean try and push it away. Release simply means just come back. Let go and come back, return to the object. So relax, release, return. Every time we notice that we've got distracted. Now, this is particularly good to tie in with the out-breath. The out-breath is a very natural time to really relax, release, and so forth. So you may like to use the out-breath as a reminder to do this and really relax, release, return. Particularly if we're getting agitated, to really make sure that on each out-breath we're really relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. And then, of course, for dullness or being spaced out, one of the reasons often that we get dull, of course, is we're simply losing interest in the practice. So then the first thing to do is to refresh our interest in the practice. And we can do that by reflecting on the benefits of the practice, to understand that this practice is going to give us enormous benefits, to get really enthusiastic about the practice, and then to restore our attention on the object. And then once we've restored our attention, to really retain that ongoing flow of mindfulness. And again, the in-breath is a very natural time to do this. So you can use the in-breath as a reminder to do that, to refresh and restore and sharpen the focus on the object. So I'll just leave that on the board there so you can remind you of what things you can do. And we can do this balancing on each breath if you like, on the out-breath, relaxing, releasing. On the in-breath, sharpening the focus. Because remember, we're trying to do this balancing act between being too tight and too loose. So on the out-breath, we can really relax to overcome any tightness. And on the in-breath, we can sharpen the focus to overcome any being too loose. So this balancing act. Also, for those of you who will be, if you're using the eyes open in this practice, particularly the mind and the awareness, and maybe even with the breath, some of you using the eyes open, also you can then adjust the gaze of your eyes. If you find that you're really getting quite dull often, then raise the gaze a little bit. If you find that you're getting a bit agitated and tense, then lower the gaze. So you can do that as well to help balance here. And then, of course, we mentioned in a few occasions that we got a couple of tools as a beginner to help us to stabilize our mind, to help overcome if we're heavily distracted. And that was with the breath practice, we introduced this idea of counting the breath. So again, if you're using the breath as the object and you find you're heavily distracted and you find that counting the breaths a little bit can help to stabilize the mind, so you can bring that in when if it's helpful. If you don't find it useful, you can forget about it, don't use it. Similarly, with the mind practice, observing the mind, we brought in this idea of noting or labeling the mental events to help avoid getting caught up in them. So you might like to try to introduce that if you find it helpful as well. So that's a few things to keep in mind in the practice. So what we're going to do now is two 24-minute sessions with a 2-minute break in the middle. And again, using your object of your own choice. Okay? So finding a nice comfortable posture. As an act of loving kindness for yourself, allow your awareness to descend into your body, filling the entire space of your body, and simply becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. And if you notice any areas of tightness or tension in any part of the body, then use the out-breath to relax and release that tightness or tension. Bring your awareness to the area of the face and soften and relax all the muscles in the face, the mouth and jaw soft and relaxed, and all the muscles around the eyes soft and relaxed. In this way, allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. And if you find it helpful, you can take 3 slow, deep breaths, maintaining awareness of sensations throughout the body as you breathe. And then allow the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Not trying to control or regulate the breath in any way. Then give yourselves permission to let go of any hopes or fears, worries or concerns about the past or the future for the duration of this short meditation. Letting go of all of these things and simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment, through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Now shift your focus to your chosen object of meditation. And retain that ongoing flow of mindfulness. And monitor that with introspection, noticing if you've become dull or distracted, and then reapplying mindfulness when you notice either dullness or distraction. Notice that you've become distracted, then without getting upset, be happy that you've noticed the distraction And simply relax. Release the distraction and very gently return to your object. So relax, release, and return every time you notice that you've become distracted. If you're simply becoming dull or spaced out, then refresh your interest in the practice. Restore your attention on your object, and then retain that ongoing flow of mindfulness. So refresh, restore, and retain. So if you need to stretch your legs, you can do that now quietly. So once again, finding that nice, comfortable posture with the back nice and straight, and allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Allowing the breathing to flow naturally and effortlessly. And setting the mind in a state of ease and relaxation. Simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. them with a relaxed and an alert mind. Shift your focus to your chosen object of meditation and sustain it with mindfulness.